you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'm not hiding anything from you guys. If you want to just download, if you're on Twitter, just follow Ginger Branks. You can see her feeding the horse yesterday. So we just can't share it ourselves. I'm not going to retweet that. I should. Here it is. Here's Ginger Banks' vagina. Check it out, kids. Billy Blank shortly. She in town yet? She driving in from Des Moines as we speak.
Yes.
All right.
I don't know.
Good answer. He probably not in town yet.
No, I'll probably make it wherever this afternoon.
Quick drive, yeah.
It's Ric Flair's birthday today.
Yeah.
He is 72.
Yeah. That dude's a miracle of modern medicine. He's still kicking, man. He's beat down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just saw another thing. Speaking of old wrestlers, I didn't even realize this. You realize how long some of these guys wrestled. I just saw that the Big Show just recently signed a new contract with somebody. And
yeah, it's some other wrestling
thing.
It is.
But still the wrestling. Big Show, 25 years later. I mean, the Big Show was huge back in those days, in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
25 years later.
Are they due to start trending back up? Seems to happen every 10, 15 years.
Well, I don't know about that. It was just a random tweet from some other wrestling organization. The Big Show's still wrestling?
That is surprising.
That's a tough gig to get old in, man.
Well, it gets harder for dudes his size.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Depends upon the script.
I'd probably say he's shorter than somebody someday.
Right. He's no giant, but you might want to pick
the Big Show. Nope, I'm going to pick somebody taller than him. All right. Speaking of the Big Show, show this weekend, starting tonight, I believe, right? With Big Jay Oakerson, actually. Your feature act will be our buddy Billy Blank. Hey, Billy.
What's up, man?
How you doing, dude? Everything good?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. I'm good. Yeah, well, you know, things are going better. I can get out and perform a little bit.
How's that working? How's that working for you? I know that Des Moines and the Funny Bone, the Omaha Funny Bone are both open and doing the socially distanced stuff. You feeling pretty safe still?
Yeah, you know, most of the shows I've been doing have been kind of small town one nighters.
Got it. Okay.
And I feel like those guys should be more worried about me.
than you,
those guys, they don't go anywhere. You know, if one guy had it, the whole town had it. I'm not worried about it.
That's a good point. You're the guy coming in from out of town. And, who's this
guy?
Yeah,
they should be worried about me being a super spreader in their little humble town.
Yeah. How many people in
some one nighters? Okay.
Yeah. Little humble towns are good about wearing masks.
Oh yeah, they're great at it. Great at social distancing too.
I thought so.
Yeah,
people walking up and wanting to shake your hand, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I've been Howie Mandel for a good month.
Yeah, me too. I've been doing.
Well, I think a lot of people have.
Well, a lot of people haven't, man. Yeah. I mean, I don't even do the fist. I mean, the fist thing is stupid because it's still skin on skin. You know, you think about that. The outside of your fist.
The fist bump?
Yeah.
Or the other fist thing?
Either one, skin on skin.
I generally don't jam my fist into my eye, so I'm a little less concerned about that.
I think it's stupid. Hopefully it will go away when COVID's over. I'll still do the elbow thing. If they reach for anything, I'll just do the elbow.
Yeah, that's just awkward.
It is.
The elbow thing is far from natural.
Yeah, it is.
I put on one of those horse condom things or those things they use when they're trying to fertilize a cow.
Yeah, a sheath. Okay, oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you put it on? Oh, your fist. Okay.
Yeah, I put it on each right after the show.
It's the glove that goes up to your shoulder.
Yeah, we've seen that fist.
The
birthing glove.
The birthing glove.
I've been looking for a new look on stage anyway.
No, he actually puts the sheath on. They use on the horse, not the glove.
Oh, I thought it was the glove up in there.
He uses the horse sheath.
Oh,
they bang. Remember, we saw that.
Yeah, that's just what the bull deposits it in.
Right.
But both would work.
Well, as long as it's not pre-used. All right.
I'd use the horse birthing glove, though, because it's got fingers.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, when you go to the small towns, they know what it is.
Yeah.
So they're not scared.
Everybody's seen one of those.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Well, we'd love to see in the studio, but you know we're still not doing that. So, but eventually, how close? Since you're an Iowa resident, and you know a lot of people in Iowa, how close are you to a vaccine? You're a man in his you're still in your late 40s, maybe somewhere in there. I'm guessing. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm 42. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're 42. I'm sorry. Oh, I made Jordan. You were sorry, Billy. All right.
So, I'm ridden hard and put away wet.
a lot of miles on that, Billy.
So, how close are you at 42 in Iowa?
You know, I think I could probably, it's probably a ways off. And me being healthy, I don't need to get it yet, you know?
No, it is kind of one of the worst times to be healthy, apparently.
Yeah.
I know for a fact, I didn't know this, I get some people bitching back east. I'm originally from Pennsylvania, I'm sure you know that, because we give each other crap about Penn State and Iowa. But I've gotten a hold of some people back there, and yeah, they're allowing smokers to go in front of people. And I thought, so these people spend their whole life.
So smokers aren't people?
No, they shouldn't go ahead of people that didn't smoke their whole life.
I agree.
Now, of course you agree with that. And they're allowing smokers, because I talked to my niece, and she said, no, if I smoked, I could have got my vaccine already. My niece is probably about Billy's age.
What's to stop her from saying, yeah, I'm a smoker?
Well, maybe
they don't test you, do they?
No, but I guess she just didn't write it down. Okay. I mean, because some people are honest.
Morals?
You know? Some people are honest.
Ethics?
Well, right, yeah.
And a lot of people aren't.
Oh, I know that. But you're right.
You could start up for a day.
Yeah. But the
can I skip ahead in the line for smoking pot?
No, because everybody be in line then.
Apparently not.
Yeah, we all claim that.
Man, that'd be the one time in my life I actually got something, you know, positive legally out of it.
Are you seeing anybody new now? I know that you bounced back from that your lady. So you hanging out with anybody?
Yeah, I have.
Okay,
but. It's like I've done some of the online stuff,
okay.
And that is just gross. That's just bad.
Is it?
That's just bad.
Yeah, when
oh
you throw
God,
it.
Yeah, but in, Billy.
How so?
In,
how tough is it?
First of all, in Des Moines, Billy, people know your name. Billy Blank, people know you are a comedian in Des Moines.
I know.
So that's got to be tougher for you, right? Or help you.
Yeah, that's tougher, and then I'm running into girls that are intimidated by my ex.
Oh, your ex. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You run into girls who recognize you from delivering pizza early in the pandemic?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that's a huge turn on.
That makes sense.
They're intimidated by your ex. Okay. So the only.
No, just because, like, they, you know, people over the years have seen how you know, devoted I was
right.
or whatever else,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
So, they're worried that I'll never feel that way about them, and they're right.
Yeah.
So I don't blame them.
They are right about that.
Yeah, but COVID days.
I had one girl dump me, and it was weird because she, like, was telling me she was breaking up with me, and I'm sitting here going, but you're not my girlfriend, in the back of my head. But she's like breaking up with me, and she goes, she got emotional. She's like, I just don't really, I don't want to break your heart. And I just busted out laughing.
Oh, you did? Oh, oh that's even better. Shove it back in her, right.
You got to be kidding me. That's impossible for you to do, honey. Sorry.
I don't want to break your heart.
Don't flatter yourself.
So you didn't mind breaking her heart, even though she didn't want to break yours.
I don't blame him for that. His heart's been stomped on, and this new girl thinks she's going to break it. You said, and
she was trying to be gentle.
No way.
I know. And he said, "Listen, bitch, I got no heart."
That would have been the line. Billy Blank with us. He's with Big Jay Oakerson this weekend. The Funny Bone, funnyboneomaha.com for tickets starting tonight. Is that through Saturday? Okay, through
Saturday.
Okay,
I think we've even got two shows tomorrow.
Well, yeah, tomorrow's Friday. It's two shows. Yeah, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know a lot of the clubs have been just doing one show on Fridays, but I guess Omaha didn't. Omaha has always done two, I guess.
Yeah. Have you seen Willie in person yet? Because you know, we follow Willie on Willie Farrell, by the way, on social media. He's always in his back porch there drinking and telling some good stories. Has he been out?
Yeah, I've hung out with Willie in the garage in the driveway a couple times.
Okay.
Is he good? He doesn't have the long hauler syndrome? Because it was lingering for a while. We talked to him a couple.
One of the first people that ever had it.
Right.
A year ago. Yeah.
Well, I don't think he can. He still can't taste and smell, I don't think,
yeah,
very well.
See, that's what I thought.
If at all.
That would suck.
And see, I got a negative test. I went and got tested because I had about 4 days where I couldn't taste or smell anything. And yeah. So that was the only thing that was wrong. And so I got tested, but. You know, I always get sinus infections, and until this virus, when you got a sinus infection, you didn't even think anything of the fact you couldn't taste or smell.
You're no, you
just
did.
Like, yeah. I'm plugged up, so what? Yeah. Well, now it scared me, so I went and got tested.
And you're negative?
You know, I was negative. Yeah.
Yes, because positive on that dating site might not work for you. Yeah.
Right. I was, especially when I'm trying to find somebody that's HIV positive and get this over with.
You're one of those gift seekers.
Get this over with. Miss you, Billy. Again.
And your sunshiny disposition.
All right. Hey, listen. When COVID is over and we're allowed guests, even if you're not at the Funny Bone, you got to drive over and just hang out with us a couple mornings. It'd be kind of cool.
Oh, dude, you absolutely know I will. You know how much I love you guys.
Yeah, it'd be cool to have you in the studio with us hanging out. But this sure weekend, man. Big Jay Oakerson, Billy Blanks, FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Have a safe trip. When are you leaving? This afternoon?
Yep, I'm going to take off this afternoon. I'm going to get there just in time to watch the Iowa-Michigan game.
Oh, that's right. Oh, sure. Yeah. And bitch about the refs every freaking day. As far as Billy's concerned.
Every single second.
Every second, every ref, every ump, every football ref and basketball ref, yeah, they're all wrong all the time,
I've
right?
I've never heard him complain about the announcers being biased against Iowa, though. That's not a problem? Just the refs?
Oh no, I've seen them.
No, I just hate it when Beth Mowins does their game.
Okay, I don't know what people have against Beth.
She's a woman.
I got one guess.
I can tell you what it is.
That's my what guess. Is it?
Okay, what is it?
Exactly what it is. It's that stupid. Back in the day, they had this thing when they trained sports journalists,
right.
Women in particular, where they tried to make them purposely have a more masculine voice.
Got it.
And it's gross. And so, like every time you just hear. This is Beth Mowins, touchdown Hawkeyes. You know that bitch doesn't really talk like that.
You know that you bitch doesn't
I don't think
talk
so.
That way. All right, that's a new one. I'm not going to go with that right away because I don't want any calls. Billy Blank thinks that. That's good. I like it, though. She does have a low voice, but she might have a low voice in person. You're just discounting that.
Well, maybe she does, but the whole the eshes and the that stuff.
Are you saying she's kind of a puker? And I can hear that. She is kind of a puker.
Yeah,
I mean, she knows the game. Obviously, she knows what she's doing. All right. So, if you want, ladies, go see Billy this weekend.
Don't worry, you can't break his heart.
To do with it, man. Just talk in your regular voice. That's all I'm asking.
We're gonna break up with you now, Billy.
And by the way,
go ahead.
And also, show up as the same person that I saw in your pictures, please.
Okay, I want to ask that.
Is that a problem?
Is that a problem?
Oh, it's a huge problem.
What do you mean by the word huge?
The filter and angle game is strong.
The filter and angle game. And you just send a picture out of what you look like, right, basically?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, I'm not that shallow. Like, if we're cool, we're cool.
Right.
But, like, don't show up after you've filtered pictures and angled pictures to make you look like a supermodel and you outweigh me when you walk in the door.
Oh, so huge is the word there, I guess. I got it. All right.
Definitely.
All right. Okay, ladies, go see Billy this weekend. Have a safe trip, man. See you later.
All right, y'all. Love.
See ya.
See ya.
Ladies love Billy Blank.
Don't worry, you can't break his heart.
No, you can't.
He doesn't have one.
I don't blame him for that one.
Just looking for somebody with HIV.
Right. That part? Dude, I forgot about that one.
Wow.
It's ladies' night tonight. Because we know Big Jay Oakerson is a real tame comedian himself. Right. Not at all. That should be a good show. That'd be a great show.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Lady Gaga's dogs.
How many she got?
I don't know how many in total.
But more than
but
one.
But we're talking about two or three here. Again, we're not sure. Lady Gaga's dogs were targeted by thieves last night. Thieves shot her dog walker and stole two of her French bulldogs.
Kill the guy?
No.
Oh, good.
The dog walker had three of Gaga's bulldogs out in Hollywood just before 10 o'clock last night.
Gaga's got great bulldogs, by the way, too. Check those out.
One gunman, possibly more, came up on the dog walker. TMZ says they don't know what was said, but the dog walker was shot. And the gunman made off with two of the dogs. There's reports that there were only two bulldogs being walked, another one taken, one escaped that was later found. Other people say that there were three dogs being walked, two were taken, and one ran away.
Why do now, you ask? Three dogs walking?
This is Todd's Indian's name. So, did they...
That's a dog jacking.
Did they know it was Lady Gaga's?
They
no, I think that's a different thing, Don.
Is it for? I would think
they do not know.
Is it a ransom thing, or are they random people?
French bulldogs are in demand, according to TMZ, and expensive. So TMZ says it's possible they didn't know the dogs were owned by Lady Gaga.
Yeah,
they just wanted French bulldogs, not necessarily Gaga.
But they don't know.
If they knew it was Gaga, they wanted ransom money. That'd be tough to be a dog walker for famous people.
Well, she's offering a reward, so if you stole them...
She's offering a reward, no questions asked. $500,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
The dog walker was taken to the hospital.
She loves those
dogs. Expected to fully recover.
Obviously, and she's got a lot of money.
She's in Rome, actually, filming a...
Sorry, I stole your dog.
Movie, I guess.
Here, have them back. Can I have $500,000, please?
Yeah, they're still going to arrest those guys. They just bring them back.
Yeah, they got to find them.
Right, one would think.
Well, there's still the whole shooting the dog walker thing that they got.
Oh, I forgot about that
pay
part.
For, you know.
Yeah. I forgot about
assault
that.
Assault with a deadly weapon.
That crime.
Well, yeah. That you can't say no questions asked.
Well, she's not going to press charges for stealing the dogs, she's saying. But, yeah, the whole shooting the dog walker thing, it's out of her control.
Yeah, law enforcement officials might have a problem with that.
Yeah,
well,
they'll
she
ask questions.
Have to ask questions.
Yeah, she just wants the dogs.
Well, hold it. That's also kind of lame for her because she knows her dog walker.
You would think so.
So don't tell me you can give the dog back. Yes, the guy will be fine. You shot.
Yeah, it isn't a $500,000 reward for who shot my dog walker.
No.
It's a $500,000 reward for who took my dog.
Yeah, I like Lady Gaga, but I think that comes off really wrong.
Kind of does.
The dog walker's like, you don't have one question?
Well, you'd like to assume she's taking care of the medical bills for the dog walker.
I would want the guy's charge that shot me too, puss.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no... She didn't express any concern.
None.
At least in the story.
No, I'm not going to give her the dog.
And pressing the charges for shooting the dog walker is up to the dog walker. Lady Gaga's not even involved in that.
Well, she should be involved.
It might not be up to the dog walker.
It
might be something they just enforce that you can't shoot people.
Yeah, yeah. Either way, Lady Gaga's opinion matters not.
By a Second Amendment. I still think she sounds lame not saying, listen, I want to find the person that shot my dog walker. And in the meantime, if I can find my dogs, that'd be great too. You know?
That's another great joke.
What?
Looking for the person who shot my paw. I love that joke too. Can somebody shoot you and you choose not to press charges?
I don't think so.
I don't think that's up to you.
I don't think so.
I think you can. I just saw something online about a relationship where a guy's wife shot him like three times and he decided not to press charges against her.
Yeah, but in some jurisdictions, that domestic violence.
Now, you could agree not to testify. You don't have to testify against your spouse. That's a law.
Yeah, I think that's what it might have been. They would have had no case.
That was probably it. They need somebody to testify.
But I think the law enforcement agency can choose to press charges even if you don't want to.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think you're not. You don't have to testify against your spouse. That's a law in the United States, I believe.
No, but they did that because in a lot of instances, domestic violence mostly, they're afraid to press charges because that just means more domestic violence.
Right.
So the law enforcement authorities take it upon themselves to mostly arrest the dude.
Yeah, a quick search here. It looks like, it's probably not up to the victim there.
No.
You're getting the state, the district attorney decides if you're getting charges.
I just picture some guy laying in the hospital with his leg in the air. Maybe he got shot in the leg or something like that. Thinking, did she ask about me? Nah.
Nope.
You're getting money for the dogs. All right. Son of a bitch.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.